She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is off today, so I'll be hosting solo. I met today's guest a couple of months ago at a consumer show. He's a naturopathic doctor who specializes in integrative cancer care. Dr. Yashar Khosrowshahi, also known as Dr. K, is joining us today about his work with cancer patients and his approach on helping his patients to feel empowered no matter where they are in their health journey. Welcome to the show, Dr. K.
Hi there. Welcome. Thank you.
It's really great to have you on the show today. And when we hit it off, and I really love the work that you're doing. And I thought you would be such an amazing guest to have on our show, because I would love you to share a little bit about the work that you're doing and working with the patients that you're working with.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. Well, let me just begin by simply saying that as a naturopathic doctor, we are primary care practitioners or providers who really are trying to integrate the standard medical diagnostics with a broad range of natural therapies. As a distinct primary health care system, blending these modern scientific knowledge with traditional care, our goal is really promoting wellness and prevention of illness and disease. So when it comes to integrative cancer care, it's really a model of care that allows patients to voice their health goals and desired method of treatment, a model of whole person, patient-driven medicine. And so we're not only focusing on the cancer itself, you know, the biochemical changes, the immune system, inflammatory state of the body, but also focusing on the mental, emotional, and spiritual challenges and changes that come along with a diagnosis such as cancer. So integrative cancer care really takes an appreciation that cancer is a multifactorial disease. And while conventional care, surgery, chemotherapeutics, radiation therapy play an integral role for many people, it's the deeper understanding and addressing cancer through other supportive and synergistic means that is just important. And again, really the goal is to always have the patient feel empowered, no matter the stage of health, to increase quality of life, decrease side effects, and of course, ultimately improve survivability.
So do people come to you once they've already been diagnosed, or is diagnosis part of what you do as well?
That's a very good question. For my practice, and I think for a lot of naturopathic doctors who have special interest in oncology, we see patients at all stages. So I have patients that have a strong family history of cancer, and they want to do whatever they can to prevent diagnoses. I have patients in early stage going through conventional care, and I have patients who have gone through conventional care and now are dealing with certain side effects, and they're trying to move beyond that. And of course, other patients who are in remission and now are trying to stay there. So it all depends.
Now, do you see, you know, in your practice nowadays, you know, when you listen to the media or you hear the statistics, it's all doom and gloom. What I want to hear from you too, and be honest, do you feel that, you know, you're seeing some great strides in working with cancer patients so that, like you said, the survivability is better these days? Do you think that naturopathic approaches are, you know, of course, used in conjunction, and you can answer this, or not, in conjunction with conventional medical care, are you seeing better survival rates?
Yeah, I think that's the first point to make, is that this is not us versus them or one system versus another. True integrative medicine really is best medicine. So we're doing what's best for the patient and really trying to, as I said earlier, supportive or synergistic means. So in that case, yes, we are seeing a better results in many cases, even if it means, for instance, minimizing, postponing treatment or stopping treatment of chemotherapy or radiation therapy because of the side effects or the toxicity that comes on with some of those treatments. So we're really allowing the patient to go through the treatment as deemed reasonable by their oncologist. So in some sense, it's not simply just the naturopathic side or just the conventional side that's really doing it, but it's the binding of the two that are giving patients better outcomes. And in a lot of situations, yes, they're feeling much better as they go through the treatment, which, you know, quality of life is paramount for these patients.
Mm-hmm. And would you, you know, would you, can you give us an example of some of the treatments or therapies that you're using from an integrative approach? I mean, we're very familiar with chemotherapy or radiation, like you referred to, but what are some natural approaches that you're using in your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, each individual, it's individualized medicine. So each individual with their diagnoses, the stage of diagnoses is going to vary, and of course the treatment that they're undergoing. But one of the more popular ones in gaining a lot of research in the last, 5 to 10 years has been high-dose intravenous vitamin C. And this is very different from high-dose oral vitamin C. And without getting into too much of the logistics, I'd simply say by bypassing oral absorption and going straight to the blood, the concentration in the blood of vitamin C is so much higher, and that's when we're seeing these cytotoxic or cell-killing properties of vitamin C, and no longer acts as our typical antioxidant, and actually starts acting more like a pro-oxidant, causing some of these changes. But really, we're seeing that in cancer cells versus normal cells. And so that's one of the more popular ones that probably people have heard in the news, or if they're on the internet searching certain therapies. The other side of that, of course, is supplementation, and certain supplements, herbal medicines, vitamins and minerals, depending on the chemotherapy being used, depending on the stage of cancer, can be quite beneficial as well. And another area that I think sometimes gets glossed over, but in my practice I really try to spend a lot of time focusing on this, is of course the mental-emotional side of all the changes that occur. Stress and cancer progression, you know, we have 30 years of information really giving us a good insight into a depressive mood, hopelessness, pessimism. These are all really linked to poor prognosis. And if we can really address the mental-emotional state of the patient, have them understand and have tools to understand how they can work through some of these challenges, then we're really doing a lot of great work for them as well.
And I think you make a really good point because, you know, I learned a long time ago that someone was saying that most disease starts from an emotional standpoint and then ends up in the physical. So I think dealing with those emotions are super, super critical. And as you said, you know, as you mentioned, what role does food play in working with cancer patients, especially, you know, when it comes to your clinic?
The foundation for everything. Again, whether it's pre-diagnosis, strong family history, or the latter half, I always say the foundation of health really resides in a few things: what we put in our mouth, what we put on our skin, how much we move our body, and the thoughts we think. So those are really the areas. So with food, it's paramount. We have to really focus on that, because cancer cells are heightened with their receptors when it comes to sugar loving or insulin receptors. So they will act differently than normal cells. So understanding how to balance our blood sugars, understanding the appropriate amount of protein, fat, and carbohydrates, and understanding how we can maintain lean muscle mass so there isn't this wasting with cancer patients that we see. All of this not only helps them go through treatment, but also helps prognosis as well. So it's a very, very important point to look at.
Dr. K, can you tell us, you know, if someone wants to find out or learn more about you, how they can find you?
Sure, absolutely. The easiest way probably to go on the website and type in www.alignyourhealth.ca. That's the clinic I work out of in Newmarket, okay, Ontario, Canada. So Align Health Center is the name of the clinic, and it has a lot of what I'm talking about on there, and of course a phone number that you can reach me at. And if any patient is interested, I do like to sit down and do what I call a meet and greet, so they can either on phone or in person, and I can go through the ideas of integrative cancer care with them on a personal level.
Thank you, Dr. K. It was a pleasure interviewing today. You can also follow him at Dr. Yasher ND on Twitter. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Stay well.